Hello and welcome to Mysteriously Jointed. I am the host and creator of Mysteriously Jointed. I want to thank everyone for listening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and whoever you're with. I hope this podcast brings you hope, ideas, and love to yourself and to everyone else around you. Today we're going to talk about the little things that you need sometimes to, like, push yourself. And for me, it could be a spark or a shove or an elbow or rejection or whatever, like, slightness that it is. And I had two things happen to me in the past day of to push me where I wanted to go. Now, I'm a very motivated person and very resilient, and I've overcome quite a bit, but I needed a little push. And so my little push today or yesterday was I met this person, Jazz. Now, her life and who she is was just, like, inspirational to me because I need to keep pushing forward. Because it made sure and it kind of, like, solidified things and, like, you're doing the right thing. You're going the right path. Ash Friendly's coming out. And so when she told me her life story, she was like, hey, I'm 21 years old. I think she's 21, 22. And my family put me in a nursing home. I have nobody and I'm just stuck here. And that's awful. Just because she's in a wheelchair. Just because she can't, like, you know, get up and walk around. But her brain is coherent. She can function and she's intelligent and you can talk to her, but, like, no one will give her opportunity. I don't know her story of what happened to her. But I know that, like, she is the reason why I created the app. People like her who are stuck and who have no one and have no help and have nothing but themselves and they have no way to even move, that is why I do it. Because I know how they feel. Because I myself am just like them. But yeah, I can walk around, I can speak, I can talk, but who I am doesn't fit in this world. What I do doesn't fit. There's no, like, match. There's nowhere I can go. Or there's nowhere I can just, you know, be myself unless it's like I'm on the Martha's Vineyard or I'm at my house. And that's it. And that's okay. Because I don't have a big ego. I don't pursue money. I don't wish to control people. I don't wish to have a boring relationship with someone. Like, and just like, oh, here we go. 9 to 5. Yeah, blah. It's not me. I'm very colorful. I'm energetic. I'm very passionate. I'm understanding. And so all that does not fit in this world. This world's like about stealing people, scamming people, lying this, creating an ego, saying like, oh, I'm this, don't hurt me. I'm that, don't hurt me. But getting far away from your natural being is who you are. So that's what those worlds come to. Like, oh, just don't attack me and don't do this. But that's what it is. And so now, for me, like, when I was, like, sat there, it was like, man, I needed this person in my life for right now. You know, I've just, like, now I'm, like, I'm creating more apps. I'm doing more things. I'm motivated. I'm focused. I'm getting back to my fired up self. But also, I do want to share this with you. Like, you never know when these people are going to come into your life. And so you have to be open to everybody. And you have to be able to look and search through to find these people at weirdest times and be open to it. And I couldn't tell you how I met her was just kind of a whim. She posted an ad somewhere and I responded back to her. I thought it was some big scam. Like, I'm just saying, all right, I like her story. I'll just hit her up. And I'm trying to get her on the podcast, the next one. But right now she's just not happy. She's in a miserable place and she's miserable. She doesn't want anyone else to hear. I get it. So I got to respect that. I got to, like, you know, I got to, like, make sure that I give her space and give her time so she can heal. But be open. So if you're out at Walmart, if you're out at a dog grooming place, if you're out at a nail salon, just be open to people and looking for little inspirations to get yourself to the next point, to the next level. That little push that you need, it has to be great, something greater than yourself. And that's what Ash Friendly is, greater than myself. And so when I look at my life and I look at things, I'm like, okay, so why am I stuck? Why? And, you know, your brain wants to go backwards. You're like, oh, I just want to go back. I want to go back and hurt myself. I want to go back and just be who I was. I want to be stuck. I want to be miserable. I want to be crying. I want to be depressed. Because your brain's like, oh, it's comfortable. You just, I know what's going on. I know what I'm doing. Hey, this is great. I love being fucking, I love being this. I love being lazy. I love doing nothing. Because your brain's like comfortable. And so you need somewhere to go and you need that spark. And then that, just be open to it is all I'm saying. And then once you're open to all these other things, and then other things will start rolling. As I told you before, I have no idea how I got to this point, but I could tell you my story. I could tell you what's gone on with my life. And so that's important. The other important, like, little bump that I got was people from my past tried to, like, poke their head up and say, hi, how are you? But nearly not saying hi. They're more or less like, let's shit on this fucking gentleman. I was like, all right, go on, shit on me, man. And it's weird. It's like I got kicked out of a fantasy football, like, league. Because I don't know, they just kicked me out. Now I don't talk to any of them. They're just old high school friends and stuff like that. But I knew that, like, you know, they'd never call. They would never text back. They would never say anything. I know a lot of them are just immature and just our beings don't match. Our life doesn't match. But they're still, like, friends I stayed in contact with. And now that I've separated myself even more by, like, you know, just being resilient and striving forward and achieving greatness and, like, little things that I find great. Little stepping stones that I know that I've struggled, they've never gotten there. And they don't even see it. They don't want to see it. They're just like, I want to stay right here. And that's fine. That's their life. That's what they want to do. And so it kind of hurt. It kind of was just like, oh, okay. Now I know why I left all my friends. Now I know why I don't want anything to do with these fucking people. Now I know. I just like it just. And then that gave me more energy and more power to go to push forward. Like, I'm just going now. Now I'm just like, the weight has been lifted of, like, all these little people out of my life. All these little people that are just trying to weigh me down to be just like them. I'm like, I can't. The Lord and the universe want me to do other great things, and I can't have them just tie me down because of their one human being. And then I want to affect a lot of the people and give a lot of their inspiration to the world. And so for me, that part was just like a sadness in me. It's like, oh, my former self, my younger years, just saying goodbye to, like, more parts of my 20s and my 30s. And it's just like, oh, okay, I guess it's time. And it just, it's still right now, still just, I can just go back to it. I can get, like, I remember how I felt when one of my friends, we were going to do a nonprofit, and he was just like, oh, we got 10 grand, let's go, let's do this. And he backed out, like just, oh, and I still remember, I'm like, it was like five years ago. And I got everything set up, because I can do everything, I can set up everything. And it's always just like the money, people always just, well, the money. I'm like, yeah, but it's a business, you have to, like, move forward on it first. You have to, like, put your time in, you got to put your money in it. And then people get so scared, and I was like, let's do this. And, like, we got everything set up. And he's like, nope. I was so hurt. Because the majority of my life is like that. And the majority of things that I'm doing, of like, oh, I'm going to do this, do that, get everything set up. I got to rely on a couple people. And they all just, my whole life have let me down. Constantly let me down. And I'm at that point now where I can no longer, like, rely on other people like that. I can't, but I have to. And so when I had that inspiration from my friends kicking me out of the football league, now it's just like, oh, now I'm, like, striving even further. I'm, like, more open to ideas, and these ideas are flying to me. I'm writing them down as fast as I can. I'm creating things, I'm creating this, creating that, all getting ready for my 50 apps coming out this year. It was 25, but now it's 50 because I invested more time, I invested more money, I invested, created more ideas, and it's awesome. And I'm telling you right now, the struggles that you go through, and when you look back, and if you're stuck like I am, because I am, like, legit stuck, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything, I'm just stuck until I get my apps, and then I can be free again. And the world wants to be free, the world wants to be happy, the world wants to be fired up. And so I'm staying true, I'm staying focused, I'm staying to myself. I'm keeping the good work and the good life and the good meaning and the legacy that I want to create and the dream that I'm building forward and saying goodbye to my past. I want to thank everyone, as always, for listening. I appreciate you hearing me rambling. I am getting better, and I'm working on my podcast, and that's what this is for. As I leave you, as I always leave you, I want to deeply appreciate you for all listening. If you can please love yourself and the environment a little bit more, we can make the world a safer place. Hope everyone has a great night, and take care.